ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून्वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमोऽस्तुते। तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पथितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमा ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निरविशेषाशून्यवादि पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्तवृंदा। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम राम हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण। तो अभी प्रवचन अंग्रेजी में होगा, यहाँ पर हिंदी में उसका अनुवाद नीचे में हो रहा है, तो जो भक्त लोग जो हिंदी में श्रवण करना चाहें वे नीचे जा सकते हैं। हो रहा है ना नीचे? हरे कृष्ण। तो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई'ड लाइक टू वेलकम ऑल द डिवोटीज, ऑल द गेस्ट्स, दोज हू हैव कम फॉर दिस Sunday Love Feast program, as Srila Prabhupada started it, Sunday Love Feast. So we would like to welcome all the devotees, those who have come, all the guests, those who have come on a hot summer day. The sun is picking up the heat, and somebody sent a message that when Hanumanji devoured or ate thinking sun as a फल समझ के खा लिया एज अ फ्रूट, सो नाउ द टाइम हैज कम हनुमान जी प्लीज अगेन थोड़ा तो करिए कम हीट को। एवरी ईयर वी हियर एक्चुअली द हीट इज इंक्रीजिंग इंक्रीजिंग एंड मेट्रोलॉजिकल डिपार्टमेंट कमिंग अप विद सर्वेज दैट दिस ईयर इज द मोस्ट हॉटेस्ट मार्च इन द लास्ट 15 ईयर्स, एंड देन एवरी ईयर इट लाइक दे से दिस इज द हॉटेस्ट दिस इज द हॉटेस्ट। सो सिमिलरली द हीट इज इंक्रीजिंग इन दिस वर्ल्ड, द तापत्रय, the miseries of this world are increasing. There are different varieties of newer and newer diseases, newer and newer of problems, newer and newer challenges, newer and newer difficulties, relationship problems, stresses, anxieties keep on increasing, increasing, and increasing. So the heat is increasing. So what they are saying is right in one sense. It's getting hotter and hotter. But then when we come to the Radha Gopinath, or when we come to temples, which are, as Srila Prabhupada said, they are the embassies of the spiritual world, they give us the cooling shade, the cooling shelter. So everyone is peaceful here and comfortable here. I don't know whether the air condition is working today. Chal raha hai? Yani, chal raha hai? Acha, anyway, but it's a lagni raha hai, but anyways, because the heat is too. But anyway, it's more cool and peaceful here. And when we come and take darshan of Radha Gopinathji, Sri Gopalji, and Radha Gopichan Vallabh, so today a very, very special darshan of Chandan Yatra is happening. We are celebrating the 21-day festival of Chandan Yatra, which started yesterday. So those who have probably come for the first time, they'll see what is this festivity is going on, or who is this blue Gopal. So this is actually the Chandan being applied on the beautiful form of Sri Gopalji to cool his body from the heat. And we see the beautiful festival here in this, in front of Radha Gopinath. You see this beautiful decorations being made. Maybe those who have not seen the darshan from close after the lecture or the kirtan, they can come and have close darshan. This is beautiful Srinivas Kalyanam. It's a very beautiful pastime of Lord Balaji getting married to Padmavati, the eternal concert of the Lord. That pastime is very beautifully depicted here, and the Lord is covered with entire body with chandan. So in one sense, the beautiful marriage ceremony is happening today, and we are all Bharatis. So Bhagwan ki shadi ka darshan karne ke liye aaye, shadi mein aayenge to fir Bharati ho gaye ki nahi? So we are all like that. So we should offer some gifts to the Lord when we come. And of course, at the end we will speak briefly. This morning very beautifully Radha Gopinath Prabhu described this pastime of Srinivas Kalyanam, how Lord married Padmavati. So we will describe that beautiful pastime at the end. Before that, we'll speak one beautiful story from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, and where how the Lord, you see, there is always a competition. Why we have all these wonderful festivals and all is to glorify the Supreme Lord in various talents, various abilities which we have, to absorb our consciousness in the and experience the presence of Lord. It's very aesthetically also very pleasing, at the same time spiritually purifying experience. For those who participate, the different teams of devotees worked really hard for days contemplating on this wonderful Leela of the Lord. They were thinking, they were meditating, arranging for flowers and arranging for all this, the participants and all the participants here, those who have come for the wedding, and arranging all this pandal, and everything was arranged. It takes a lot of time. Prabhuji has recent experience of getting married. We have one devotee here. So you know how it takes to arrange and organize a marriage. So here also this beautiful darshan happened, and a lot of devotees were absorbed. So that is the purpose of organizing festivals. We get absorbed. When we take darshan, we get enlightened, enlivened to be a part of these wonderful leelas of the Lord. And that's the way we glorify the Lord, Supreme Lord. And the whole idea is to hear about the Lord's pastimes, His glories. When we come on this Sunday festival like this, the idea is to hear the glories of the Supreme Lord, glorify the Lord, sing His glories, hear His glories, and then when you go, you repeat these glories to the Lord. Otherwise, there are hundreds of subject matters to discuss. Right? Sunday afternoon, after a whole week of working hard, all of you are here. It's a great achievement. Congratulations to each one of us who are here. After a whole week of working hard, one day off. Some may have 2 days off, Saturday, Sunday, but still 5 days is working really hard, even for the housewives working all throughout the day, cooking in the hot summer, and one Sunday off, and all of you are here to hear Krishna Katha, to see the beautiful form of their lordships. It's a great achievement, great congratulations to each one of us who are present here. There were so many options in Bombay, nahi? could have gone to SL World, or gone to the Water Kingdom, or to see the latest Bollywood movie. What is that? Kaunsi hai? Bahubali, yeah. Whatever. But here, we have come here to glorify Krishna, the Supreme Lord, and Hanumanji, the Lord. He is the real powerful. So anyway, there were different options, but all of you chose to be here. So that itself shows great piety and great fortune to be here. Parikshit Maharaj, when he was hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from Shukadeva Goswami on the banks of Mother Ganga, 7 days, 7 nights he heard continuously, without eating, without sleeping, constant rapt attention. Of course, there will be prasad here afterward. The Shadi ka feast hoga, after the talk, there will be prasad. But when he was there, it was like a festival for the ears. And when almost 3-4 days were there in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the 7th chapter, Parikshit Maharaj very beautiful says that, Yat Srinameto Apiti Aratir Vitrishna Sattvam cha shuddhyet achirena pumsa bhaktir harau tat purushe cha sakhyam tadeva haram vadmanya sechit. He is telling to Shukadeva Goswami that, my dear Goswami Pad, please continue narrations about the Supreme Lord, because yat shrinaveti apeti aratir vitrishna, those the dirty things which are there in our hearts, the anarthas of kama, krodh, lobh, moh, mad, matsare, which are all there in each one of our hearts. Anyone here can say that there are no anarthas? He is very peaceful, happy all the time, and always remembering Krishna, always glorifying the Lord, and very, very peaceful. Anyone want to raise his hands? We would come and offer worship to that personality if somebody is there. But all of us have these anarthas. So Shukadeva Parikshit Maharaj is saying, one who hears yat shrinamati apiti aratir vitrishna, all these dirty things which are there in our heart get cleansed. All these glanis which are there in our heart. All of us want certain things in our life. Everyone wants something in life? Yes or no? Yes. But it's not always possible that we get what we want. Anyone who has got everything what he wanted in life, even the biggest kings and biggest presidents or the prime ministers are not able to do it. So nobody in this world can get. So then we have that glani or a repentance that I didn't get this. Wish I had this. Wish I had this situation. Wish I could get this car. Wish I could get a house in South Bombay. Wish I could get a house or a flat or this. Or a better job or a better wife or a whatever. Better, 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 better in our lives. Whatever situation we are. So that glani which we are holding in our lives gets dissolved. When one realizes, Parikshit Maharaj is saying, that one realizes that when one gets an opportunity to hear about Krishna's glory and pastime, that is the highest. One who has achieved that, there is nothing more greater than that to be achieved. In the next few verses he says, Vayam dhanyatama loke, that I am the most fortunate person in the entire creation. How is he most fortunate? When he was ruling, definitely he was fortunate, we can see. But here he is saying, when he is sitting on the bank of Ganga, with nothing in possession, left everything, about to die in the next 3 days, lost his kingdom, and he is saying, I am the most fortunate person. So the Acharyas give this beautiful purport that one who gets an opportunity to hear about the Supreme Lord is the most fortunate. That is the greatest wealth which we can get. And when we regularly hear this Vitrishna, this Glani, that I don't have this, I need this, I want. This better this, better this, better that will dissolve. And then we will realize we are actually most fortunate to get this chance, this opportunity to speak about Krishna, to hear about Krishna, to glorify the Supreme Lord, to be a part of the marriage of the Supreme Lord. All of us must have attended some marriages or the other. But this is unique. Being part of the marriage of the Supreme Lord is a great, great blessings upon each one of us. Bhaktir harau tat purushe cha sakhyam. And then the bhakti to the Supreme Lord is revoked in the heart. And bhaktir harau tat purushe cha sakhyam. And friendship among the devotees is established. When we come and hear together the glories of the Supreme Lord, the relationship with the devotees develop, mature, and we become good friends with devotees. The simple sutra of making friendship with devotees is come together, hear, perform kirtan, take prasad together, and just following this simple process, we develop great friendship. So therefore, it is very, very important that we come and do this, and come together, chant the holy names, sing, take the darshan of the beautiful forms of Radha Gopinath, Sri Gopal, Sri Sigourney Thai, and remember their wonderful leelas and pastimes. Of course, today also happens to be the appearance day of Adi Shankaracharya, the revered saint whose contribution is unlimited to bring people back to the fold of Vedic culture. And in one of his beautiful songs at the end of his life, when he was passing by and he saw in one of the temples one of the person, old person, sitting and reading in his very old person about to die. Of course, definition of old is anyone who's near his death. Of course, in that sense, you don't know who is old. I don't know whether I am old or he is old or he is old or he is old. We don't know who is old, who is near to the death. And we don't know when we are going to die. It can be now, it can be any moment. So that way, but anyway, he saw an elderly person, Sripad Shankaracharya, he saw he was reading, taking a grammar book, Panini grammar book, and he is trying to understand those nuances, the verses and the tikas of the grammar he was trying to study. And then Shankaracharya, he was thinking, what is this? This person is about to die. And he is absorbed in thinking of all these things of grammar which are not going to help. And he composed beautiful verses, pulling us, waking us from our sleeping state. Those beautiful verses, at the spot he just chanted those verses in front of that person, the elderly person. He said, bhaj govindam, govindam bhaj mudamate, samprapte sannihite kale, nahi nahi rakshati duk nrikne. So he's saying, bhaj govindam, govindam bhaj mudamate, O foolish man, please chant the names of Govinda, bhaj govinda, samprapte sannihite kale, when the kal is about to devour you, nahi nahi rakshati duk nrikne, all these different rules of grammar are not going to come and save you. Not the bank balance or the, of course, that time it was grammar, and now there are different allurements which are being offered by this world. Probably if Shankaracharya was there, he would have not written this grammar, because nobody studies grammar nowadays. Very rare to see somebody studying Sanskrit grammar or studying Sanskrit. But now probably he would have said, nahi nahi rakshati iti, whatever, the IPL match or the news or the sports or the Bahubali. They are not going to come to save you or save us from the clutches when the time comes for us to leave our body. No. Nobody can save us. Not any amount of our wealth. No. Nothing of this world can protect us at the time of death. Shankaracharya is saying that. Bhaj govindam. So nothing is going to come and save us at the time of death. Therefore, it's important that we take shelter of the Supreme Lord as soon as possible, whenever we can. Of course, we need things of this world, we need money for to live in this world. But the back of the mind, we should have the focus is that at the time of final exam, it is my devotion to Hari, it is my chanting, it is my bhajan that is going to come to help me. You cannot bribe the Yamadutas. There's no way. They don't accept any bribe. So it's the only thing that can convince them or that can protect us from the hellish lives is the chanting of the names of God. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, now we will do is, we'll speak three little small stories. One little big and two small stories. First story, we will speak about how the Lord, through his pastime of Chandan Yatra, glorifies his devotee, Srila Madhavendra Puri. And second, then, we will speak about this beautiful pastime of, very briefly, about the Srinivas Kalyana. And third, about the beautiful darshan of Sri Gopal, who is decorated with wonderful flowers. So we'll speak about these three different stories in the next 45 minutes what we have, with all the blessings of all the devotees. Srila Madhavendra Puripad, one of the great exalted personalities in our Gaudiya Sampradaya, he is the one actually initially who brought the worship of Srimati Radharani in our parampara. Before that, in Madhva Sampradaya, there was no worship of Srimati Radharani. He is the one who introduced the worship of Srimati Radharani. The Kalpa Vriksh from Goloka Vrindavan descended to assist in the pastimes of the Supreme Lord and bring the worship of Srimati Radharani. And great saintly person, very, very saintly person. Always absorbed in bhajan, constantly absorbed in bhajan, no chinta of bhojan. Otherwise, hamara chinta hota hai, bina bhojan ke bhajan nahi hoye na. Kya hai? What is that saying? Bhuke pet, bhajan na hove. To, haan ji? Oye Gopala. Yes. So, he was not like that. Not that ki teen bar prasad, 7 baje, 1 baje aur 7 baje mil jata tha. Nahin. जब मिल जाए तब खा लिया, कोई लाके दे दे तो खा लिया. They used to call it, this called in Sanskrit, Ajgar Vritti. Ajgar, what does he do? Open his mouth, something comes in, by providence, accept it, nothing comes, Hari Bol, be satisfied. So that was like Madhavendra Puripad. Somebody comes, brings me something, prasad, Prabhuji, prasad le lijiye, to le lenge, nahi laya to, koi baat nahi, Hari Bhajan karenge, usi mein anand hai, usi mein tript hai. They are satisfied seeing the Lord. Radha Gopinath ka darshan kar liya, chalo prasad khatam ho gaya, to kitchen mein aisa nahi bol sakte. Gopinath ka darshan karke aa jao, tript ho jaoge. Nahi, hamara wo star nahi hai. We are not on that level. But Madhavendra Puripad, happy, satisfied, just remembering Krishna, chanting Krishna's name, glorifying the Lord, wandering like a paramahamsa, not kuch dhyan nahi. It's day or night, it's the same. Chanting Hare Krishna. Saturday or Sunday? Chanting. Aisa nahi ki Sunday chutti. Sunday no chanting. No remembering Krishna. No. It's not like that. Saturday or Sunday. Every day is chanting Hare Krishna. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, whatever. All the time. Day, night. No question of sleep. Absorb. So that is the rasa in the holy name. In the presence of the Lord. When one is experiencing that, then one can overcome these urges. The trishnas of this world. Which keep us, haunting us. But when one is absorbed completely in the Lord's beautiful form, in the Lord's worship, then one can overcome these trishnas and completely be satisfied. No thirst, no hunger, nothing like that. We see in the life of Srila Prabhupada also, he would keep traveling from one continent to another continent, and those who will be there with assistance, they would be like jet lag and sleep for the time lag and sleep for hours. And Prabhupada, in the night time, if he reaches, he'll just get up, start his morning walk, do his translation. Whatever time he reached another country, he will start doing the job that time. Otherwise, if you go from here to America, the time lag is like few hours, and then you feel deranged and you just want to sleep and crash. And but Prabhupada, he would go there, get up, ready for the next event. So these are the great personalities. Here also, he was ready for anything. And then one time he reached Sri Govardhan in Vrindavan, did the parikrama of Govardhan, chanting the names of Lord, and went to Govindakund for bathing, did the bathing and took rest under a tree. नॉट बुक्ड एन अकोमोडेशन. नहीं, ऐसा नहीं कि वो मोदी धर्मशाला में कमरा बुक किया था कि भाई गोवर्धन परिक्रमा के बाद हम जाके वहां रुक जाएंगे या धर्मशाला, और होटल वाज नथिंग वाज अरेंज्ड. यू रीच देयर, यू स्लीप अंडर इट. दैट वाज अ साधु लाइफ दैट टाइम. यू गो देयर, फाइंड अ ट्री, टेक रेस्ट देयर, दैट्स इट. यू डोंट नीड अ लॉज और अ होटल. दैट वाज देयर लेवल. एंड ही वाज एब्जॉर्ब्ड इन चैंटिंग एंड चैंटिंग एंड चैंटिंग एंड चैंटिंग. दैट वाज द एब्जॉर्प्शन. And then while he was sitting there, a beautiful, small, little cowherd boy comes with a pot of milk. And he offers him that milk and he says, Babaji or Mahatma, why don't you beg something to eat? What is this meditation you are doing? And why don't you ask something or beg something? So then, as soon as Madhavendra Puripad saw that beautiful form of the Lord, of course, as a Gopal, that time he didn't realize, but he was completely satisfied seeing the beautiful form of the Lord. Purna tripti prapt ho gayi thi, darshan karke, darshan matra se hi. You don't need anything. When you come in front of the Lord, you stay complete darshan, complete satisfaction of the heart is achieved. So Madhavendra Puripad asks, who are you? Where are you coming from? And how do you know that I was fasting? The Gopal said, in my village nobody fasts, nobody goes hungry. So how do you know that I was fasting? He said, the ladies would come to the Govindakund and they would see you chanting, chanting and chanting, not going out to beg or ask for anything. So they told me, then they sent me here with a pot of milk. Krishna says, nobody goes hungry in my village. Of course, sab bhumi. किसकी है भाई? अरे बाप रे, इतना डर रहे हैं सब लोग बोलने. सब भूमि गोपाल की. जोर से थोड़ा, सब भूमि. अरे इतना शर्म क्यों आ रही है? अपना सोच के बैठे हैं क्या? नहीं, सब भूमि गोपाल की. एवरीथिंग बिलोंग्स टू कृष्णा. नोबडी गोज हंग्री. एज सून एज अ पर्सन इज बॉर्न, उसके खाने की व्यवस्था हो जाती है. कृष्णाज अरेंजमेंट. ही डज अरेंजेस फॉर एवरीवन. इट्स मैन्स ग्रीड. एज महात्मा गांधी, व्हाट इज दैट गांधी सेड, गॉड हैज गिवन फॉर एवरीवन्स नीड, नॉट फॉर एवरीवन्स ग्रीड. The problem is greed. Bhagwan to sabko dete hain. It's there for everyone. Everyone. He is feeding the atheist. Jo Bhagwan ko gali deta hai, usko bhi Bhagwan khilate hain. Ek Brahman ke ghar pe gaya tha ek vakt. Wo Brahman pehle kara karte the jo bhi ghar mein. Anyone at the house, anyone outside hungry, 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 koi hai? And then some few people would walk in and take prasad and then he would eat. So one time he, Atithi Devo Bhava, that culture, he received that Brahmana or that person, please take prasad, feed him. And then he thanks him. दक्षिणा दिया, थैंक यू वेरी मच, भगवान ने आपको भेजा हमारे यहाँ आतिथ्य स्वीकार करने के लिए. बोला भगवान ने भेजा, हम तो भगवान को मानते ही नहीं. आई डोंट बिलीव इन गॉड. एंड देन द ब्राह्मण स्टार्टेड क्राइंग, ए टुडे आई फेड एन एथीस्ट, व्हाट इज दिस. एंड देन द लॉर्ड अपीयर्ड एंड टोल्ड हिम, आई हैव बीन फीडिंग मिलियंस ऑफ एथीस्ट एवरी डे एंड यू फेड वन एंड यू आर क्राइंग टुडे. सो कृष्णा इज फीडिंग एवरी वन, वेदर यू चैस्टाइज कृष्णा और यू डोंट बिलीव इन गॉड, बट कृष्णा इज गिविंग देम, दैट इज द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड. तो माधवेंद्र पूरी भक्त है, उनको क्यों नहीं लेके आएंगे? Why will Krishna not feed his devotees? We should have that faith that Krishna will provide. Of course, मालपुआ मिलेगा कि खिचड़ी वो पता नहीं, but Krishna will provide to his devotees. Nobody will go hungry. या रबड़ी मिलेगी कि सूखी रोटी मिलेगी, but Krishna will provide. Krishna does provide for his devotees. So he was there. And then Madhavendra Puripad, where have you come from? He said, this, I belong to this village and I came to offer you this milk and then I have to go to milk the cows. And then he gives the pot of milk and then he goes. And Madhavendra Puripad accepts that milk, that nectarine milk from the cows of Braj, tended by the Brajavasis. And then he washed the pot, kept the pot and waiting that the person, that the boy will come and take the pot back, but he never came back. And then Madhavendra Puripad, a little bit dozed, took a little rest under the tree. And then as soon as he slept, had a dream. And who came in the dream? Gopal, the same boy came in the dream and held the hand of Madhavendra Puri and took him to a jungle. Madhavendra Puri was not thinking, kahan leke ja rahe hai bhai? नींद में लेके जा रहे हैं, जंगल में लेके जा रहे हैं. द बॉय टुक हिम एंड देन क्लियर्ड एन एरिया एंड टोल्ड हिम, आई रिसाइड हियर बीनीथ दिस बिकॉज ऑफ सिवियर कोल्ड रेन विंड्स एंड सन. आई हैव बीन स्ट्रगलिंग हियर, आई हैव बीन सफरिंग हियर. टुमारो यू ब्रिंग ऑल द विलेजर्स एंड एस्टैब्लिश अ टेम्पल फॉर मी. आई एम द रूलर ऑफ दिस गोवर्धन, दिस एरिया. And many days I have been waiting for you, that when will my dear devotee Madhavendrapuri come and establish me, and I will glance mercifully and engage everyone in the service and give them the blessings. Tomar prema vashe kari seva angikar, darshan diya nistarive sakal samsar. The Lord is telling, darshan diya nistarive sakal samsar. Tomar prema vashe kari seva angikar, that I will accept service because of your love for me. The Lord was waiting for Madhavendra Puripa. So that is what the Lord is waiting for us to come and serve. And when the pure devotee desires, the Lord manifests in this beautiful form of Archa Vigraha and give us the chance, each one of us, the chance to serve. That is how one can get bhakti through the bhakta. The bhakta's desire, the Lord manifests in beautiful forms, in beautiful darshans, and then we get chance to assist, to serve, to grind the chandan which is being offered to the Lord. So like that. Of course, the Lord then told him that I was previously being worshipped here, but then because of the Muslim attack, the pujari hid me here, and then he ran away and he never came back. And then I have been waiting, like that. And Madhavendra Puripada, as soon as he immediately got up from the dream and he started to cry, he got fainted, that the Lord came to offer me milk and I did not recognize the Lord. How unfortunate I am. He was crying in tears of ecstasy. But then when he got up in the sense when he realized the Lord has given me a chance to serve. So he immediately gathered himself and goes right there. Took his bath, goes to the village, and all the Brajavasis are there. And that your proprietor, your worshipable Lord is there in the bushes there. All of you please come and help me to bring him and establish a temple for him. The Brajavasis have very natural, spontaneous love for Krishna, for Gopal. And therefore they all joined him. He said, take your axes and spades and we will all go together. And they guide. And Madhavendra Puripad guides him. They all carry those spades and axes and he clears those areas. And then one of the persons sees the beautiful form of Gopal and he tells them, it's so heavy, one person cannot lift. So all those powerful people from they were there, they come and they lift Sri Giriraj, the beautiful form of Sri Gopal. And then they take him to the Sri Giriraj on the mountain top, put a beautiful stone as the platform, as the Vedi, and then a big stone behind, and a beautiful form of Sri Gopalji was established there. Of course, elaborate descriptions on how this wonderful installation ceremony took place. We will very briefly describe because we have to get the chandan, otherwise we'll get late for the chandan. So Govindakund, they decided, let us do the Abhishek because the Lord said, I have been in this severe cold, hot and this. So they decided to bring around 900 pots of, big pots of water was brought from Govindakund. They were sieved through cloth and then beautiful kirtan began. When all the Brajabasis came to know about this festival, all of them came together. All of them brought different presentations, different gifts, whatever they had, whatever quantity of milk they had, whatever quantity of yogurt they have, whatever quantity of butter they have, whatever quantity of ghee they have, whatever foodstuff they have, which was ready in their homes. They brought everything to offer to Gopal. That was the Brajabasis. Whatever is there is Sabhumi Gopal ki. So everyone was ready to serve. There was a mood of Prajabasis. And somebody was dancing, somebody was singing, a beautiful concert, somebody was singing, whatever instruments they had, they brought, whatever they knew, they started playing. Somebody brought tulsi leaves, somebody brought some cloth, somebody started stitching the cloth. So immediately the whole festival arose in the village of Sri Giriraj, Govardhan village. And Madhavendra Puripad personally started the Abhishek, chanting the prayers, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. The Brahma Samhita prayers were chanted and auspicious mantras were chanted, then there were, the Lord's body was massaged with fragrant scented oil was done, and then first bathing with water was done, then the panchagavya was used, the cow dung, the cow urine, the ghee, and the panchagavya was used, and then the panchamrit abhishek was done, and then the mahasnan again with ghee and water, and again massage with scented oil was done, and then again bathing with scented water, and then that the barley powder and wheat powder and those, the body was like smeared, the Lord's body with the cow tail, and then the beautiful dressing was done, and somebody made the ornaments, somebody offered tulsi garlands like that, and somebody offered incense and lamps, and whatever bhoga was brought was being offered, the entire stock of whatever they had was being offered to Gopal. Anyway, I'll just go back to Gopal's pastime and then we'll continue somehow. I was reminded of that pastime, how Krishna, now this beautiful dressing is happening of Gopal. So we see the beautiful form of darshan. When Krishna would go out to tend the cows, of course the first day when Krishna went to tend the cows, beautiful description is there, how Krishna goes to tend the cows. That was the first job. Everyone has this, aapko yaad hoga na, pehla job. The parents come to see you off or go to your, or whatever. छोड़ने के लिए आएंगे ऑफिस तक या बिजनेस होगा तो आरती करेंगे पहले. व्हेन कृष्णा ऑफ कोर्स व्हेन ही वाज वेरी लिटिल लेस देन 5 इयर्स ही स्टार्टेड टेंडिंग द काव्स. कृष्णा वाज टेलिंग आई वांट टू टेंड द काव्स, आई वांट टू टेंड द काव्स, बिकॉज ऑफ कोर्स कृष्णा वांटेड टू प्ले बेसिकली विद हिज फ्रेंड्स. देयर वाज नो, इट्स नॉट लाइक अ जॉब, गोचारण या बछड़ा चारण करना, एनी इट्स नॉट अ जॉब. इट्स लाइक अबंडेंट ग्रासेस आर देयर, यमुना जी इज प्लेइंग, ब्यूटिफुल like lakes are there, you just go and play, and Krishna would do that. Anyone has experience of tending the cows and calves here? Ek do hi log gaye hain kevala, ghai charan nahi kiya Bombay mein rehke. Anyway, hamara sabka durbhagya hai ki ye seva ka, we never got a chance to do that, but it's very special. Those who stay in the farm can do that, but anyway, it's very special. It's like basically a fun, they would play Krishna and Balram when they would go. First time when they went, Yashoda Mai was dressing Krishna. She didn't want, but somehow Krishna was pushing, I want to go, I want to go, I want to go. So finally she allowed. Okay, and then she would dress Krishna, dress in like we dress here, Radha Gopinath. And we have to make rules, Pujari ko. Jaldi utarna padta hai, because now they have made a rule. 7:20, the Pujari has to come down so that the offering can happen on time and darshan can open on time. Similarly, Yashoda Mai also, when she would dress Krishna, she would put, dress Krishna, put the garland, put the fragrant flower garland, and put the peacock feather, and the golden garland, and the diamond necklace, and everything. And Krishna is about to go, and then Yashoda Mai would call, no, 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 please come back, I forgot to put this. And then Krishna will come back. And then Krishna is going, no, 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 again, again, I forgot to clear, wipe this part of your body. No, 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 come back, like that. She'll be calling back like a mother, loving mother exchange. And Krishna would finally said, I have to go now. All my cowherd friends are waiting, and everyone would be waiting. The gopas would not sleep. They would be ready. Sometimes they would come in the middle of the night also. That is time, and Yashoda Mai had to send them. Because they were so excited to be with Krishna, to go to their job. That come in the middle of the night and wake. And Yashoda Mai said, no, 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 go back. It's not the time now. You come in the morning later. You go. And then, and many times they won't all sleep also, waiting that when we'll unite with Krishna, when we'll unite with Gopal. And then they would, the first day of course, when they were going to the forest, all the Brajavasis, they come behind Krishna. And so Krishna is there, Balramji is there, and then all the cows are there behind, and they are going. And of Krishna, Balram, all the cowherd boys, and then the cows are there, and they're all going and going, going, going. Nanda Baba is there with his, all the elderly cowherd men are there to see off Krishna and Balram to the end of the village. And then behind them are all the Yashoda Mai and the elderly ladies. And behind them are all the gopis, Radharani, and all the other gopis were there. And then when Krishna goes, enters the forest, all the forest animals also have come to receive Krishna actually. So Krishna is entering for the first time to Vrindavan, to Govardhan forest. So they were there. But anyway, of course. So then when Krishna looks back, when he's going, so everyone bows down like this to see Krishna, the last darshan of Krishna. Like when happens, 9 o'clock, when the darshan closes, like devotees are there. looking the last glimpse of Gopinath, the last glimpse of Radharani. So herein also that Krishna is entering the forest in the last glimpse. Nanda Baba bends down and all the herd men bend down to see, and then Yashoda Mai bends down and doing like this, and all the gopis bend down, and then all the young gopis also bend down, and then Radharani is there, and then Krishna looks behind, looks towards Radharani, and then he enters the forest, and then the whole leela happens there. And then as soon as they reach the forest, all the decoration is gone. Krishna's cowherd friends, they take the different flowers like that, whatever they would have. Whatever, they would take up different fruits or whatever, peacock feathers or the new leaves, the full pitch, pravala, suman, stavya and dhatubi. So different things they would decorate. Of course, Yashoda Mai had decorated Krishna very beautifully. But then all these cowherd friends, they would again take, somebody would take like a bear or a fruit and tuck it on Krishna's turban. Somebody would tuck it here, or somebody would take a peacock feather. Somebody would take a leaf, and then somebody would put a flower on Krishna's head, like we have done here is Pushpadarshan, a flower Gopal. The beautiful flowers, they would tuck it, and then they would make a garland and another garland like that. And interestingly, there were so many cowherd friends, and everyone was dressing Krishna. Everyone was thinking that only I am dressing Krishna. And Krishna expanded. Krishna can do that. That every he expands into as many as gopas as there, as many expansions of Krishna. But only everyone could see only one Krishna, that I am dressing Krishna. That I am putting peacock feather to Krishna, I am putting this garland to Krishna, and I am putting these leaves, and I am making those gopi dots, or taking that geru and making a paste and making designs on his face. So everyone is absorbed. That is, of course, here deity worship, only few people can do it. But there Krishna was expanding into all huge forms, all unlimited forms, and everyone is seeing only one form. And that this is, I am doing it, and Krishna is doing it. And everyone is seeing Krishna, they are seeing the way they have decorated Krishna. That is Krishna's glory, and different flowers, and like here we have so many flowers around Krishna. A flower Gopal Darshan is there, manifested, beautiful. Different flowers come from different parts to decorate Sri Gopalji's body. So that's how all these cowherd friends would do that. And then they would make tilak, the various ornaments. They would not bother about the gold necklace or the diamond necklace which were there. This is flower garlands. They would make fresh flower garlands every minute. Like they would put a flower garland, and then after some time they realize, Arey Sukra, and of course that would not dry out, but still they would make another garland and then offer another garland. And then take out that garland, another offer, another garland. Continuously, wonderful service would happen and offer to the Sri Gopal. So in this way here also, coming back to Govardhan, so we are doing the Abhishek. Everyone is there with the Abhishek. Haribol. Haribol. Yes. बड़ी धीरे हरी बोल आ रहा है लिटिल लाउड हरी बोल हरी बोल दिस इज टू वेक एवरीवन टू ब्रिंग बैक टू द अभिषेक सेरेमनी ऑफ श्री गोपाल द फर्स्ट अभिषेक इज हैपनिंग फर्स्ट ऑफ कोर्स द फर्स्ट वाज व्हेन ही वाज एस्टैब्लिश्ड बाय वज्रनाभ कृष्णास ग्रेट ग्रैंडसन एंड देन द डीटीज गॉट लॉस्ट एंड देन दे अपीयर्ड अगेन एंड देन नाउ माधवेंद्र प्रीपाद ब्रिंग्स अगेन दिस ब्यूटिफुल फॉर्म ऑफ Sri Gopal, which is right now being worshipped in Srinathdwara. Srinathdwara, beautiful form. Devotees can go and take darshan. So the beautiful Abhishek happens, beautiful offerings happen, and then Aarti happen, and all the Brajavasis. Then everyone brought first whatever they had cooked that they had brought, and then now they brought those ingredients, rice and dal and sabji and wheat flour, and the potters who were there, they brought pots, and then they collected woods and make the chulhas, and the 10 brahmanas were engaged in making rice and dal and different grains, and the 7 or 5 brahmanas were making the liquid sabjis and the dry sabjis and the pakoras and the kachoris and samosas and what else was there? Haji? Shikharani and Shrikhand? No, Shrikhand shayad nahi tha. But anyway, different Shrikhand will take time to make. So different preparations were there which would be made instantly. And then 7 people were making chapatis with lots of ghee on it, and a beautiful like a annakoot which Krishna did. The annakoot 5,000 years back, that annakoot, like that arrangement was made on Sri Giriraji in front of that. A beautiful white cloth was spread on that palash leaves, and on that a, like a mountain of rice along with like the big matkas of dal and liquid sabjis and the dry sabjis and the pakoras and kachoris and payasam and dahi and fruit creams and whatever else was there. They made all of them. They made whatever best they could make, the preparations with whatever time they had. So huge amounts was made and huge quantities of water pots were made, and Madhavendra Puripa then offered all that entire bhoga to Sri Gopalji, and Gopalji accepted everything, and then everything came back again. That is the mercy of the Lord. He, through his glance, he accepts the whole prasad. That is the beautiful, and that prasad purifies us. Therefore we should always, whenever it's possible, we should offer whatever we eat, should offer to the Lord and accept it as prasad. Krishna accepts through his glance, purifies the impurities, and then we accept the nourishing prasad mixed with Krishna's saliva. That is the great potency to purify us. So then this beautiful festival was organized. Srila Prabhupada, in a beautiful purport in this section, he says that the whole festival of installation of Sri Gopalji was organized in one day, because he appeared in the dream. The Lord said, establish me. The whole thing went and the whole feast was made. Actually, even all the people from neighboring villages started coming. And of course, after the prasad was done, then aarti was happened, and then the prasadam was distributed to all the people. All, whoever came was distributed prasad. Everyone was distributed prasad. Even people from neighboring villages started to come. Then they came to know that Gopal has come and there is a bhandara, prasadam feast is being happening. And the news spread everywhere. Wherever there is prasad distribution or where is this festival is happening, all the neighboring villages also came and they also started like making. So anyway, Prabhupada, beautiful purport, explains that this is only possible by Gopal's mercy. Only by Krishna's mercy it is possible to organize. Otherwise, we have seen one installation ceremony to do, it takes days and days and months to plan and take the permissions and prepare for the bhoga and prepare for the abhishek and all this. Even this beautiful darshan, the team of devotees, Narasimha Leela Puram, team of devotees have been working and meditating and arranging things for days. And they were actually, the first meeting probably they had was months before the how they will make this darshan beautiful happen. So here it was happened in one day. Of course, this is a beautiful meditation for months. But here it happened for one day, and Prabhupada explains that only it's the mundane people can be get astonished to see how Krishna consciousness spread around the world in 5 years. This is when Prabhupada is writing these purports. 5 years of Krishna conscious establishment of ISKCON. Now we are celebrating 50th anniversary. And Prabhupada writes that by mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Krishna, everything is possible. Why 5 years? In 5 days Krishna can spread the whole Krishna consciousness all throughout the world. We don't need 5 years also. And Prabhupada writes that if the devotees of Krishna consciousness movement have faith and devotion and they act as instruments, if they are sincere then and serve as per the predecessors and the six Goswami and other devotees, without a doubt the whole movement can spread all over the world. So that is our responsibility, with great sincerity, with complete faith. If we do it, Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, wherever there is Krishna and Arjuna, the devotee of the Lord, there is success is guaranteed. So therefore, when we have Krishna with us, when we carry Krishna with us, with that feeling, when we go out to preach, then the success is guaranteed. Without a doubt, that is what Krishna's verdict is. After the prasadam, they offered water for washing Krishna's hand and feet, offered the pana, and then everyone chanted Gopal, Jai Gopal, Jai Gopal, Jai Gopal, Jai Gopal. So everyone was chanting like that, Jai Gopal, Jai Gopal, and beautiful kirtan was happening, and then prasadam for everyone, and different villages came. Of course, Prabhupada, I forgot another thing Prabhupada mentioned in the purport, is that we should follow like this in all establishing our temples in ISKCON, that whenever we do deity installation or festivals, that profuse quantity of prasadam or bhoga should be offered to the Lord and profuse prasadam should be distributed. Of course, in Mayapur, Srila Prabhupada said, nobody should go hungry in 10 miles area of any ISKCON temple. And we see, we have different like projects like the Annamrit, headed by His Grace Radhakrishnan Prabhu, serving 1.2 million school children every working day. That is another Prabhupada's mercy. And by his tireless efforts, he's doing that. So we see Prabhupada wanted that devotees organize such festivals and distribute prasad in profuse quantity. And when the description, Kaviraj Goswami describes that different varieties of prasadam is made, there also Prabhupada writes that the National Food Policy Committee members should come and see how the food actually should be distributed, offered to the Lord, and all these. You need only grains and milk and ghee and vegetables, and the whole problem of food shortage in the entire world can easily be solved. Prabhupada said that the food policy maker should make a note, just by distributing prasad, we can solve the whole shortage problem of food. And then after the prasad and aarti, and then the Lord was made to put rest in the afternoon, a nice bed was brought and all things were arranged and the Lord was put to rest. And then when later the Lord was woken up and then offered another bhoga and prasad, and different people from different villages came and they said that we will want to have, they approached Madhavendra Puripa that we would like to organize festival, like the neighboring village came, that people from, let's say, Kolaba came, that tomorrow's offering for Radha Gopinath will be from us, another from Borivali, that day after is ours, and Veera Road is one day, and what is the year, Baikula is one area, and then we will offer Annakoot. So like that, different villages, neighboring villages came, Dadar said, okay, this date is Annakoot will be from us. So like that, the whole calendar was filled for the prasadam sponsorships by the different villages. They had taken this one. Today's Annakoot will be from us. Keshav Chandrapur is very happy hearing the prasadam calendar getting filled. So like that, different devotees took that different responsibilities of like Annakoot every day. Every day Annakoot for the whole, probably whole year. I don't know, not described, but many, many days the Annakoot celebrations were being done, and whole prasad, whoever comes would be given prasad. Like that beautiful festival happened. And of course, at the end of the day, Madhavendra Puripad was seeing the cooking, offering, making the offering and distribution of prasad and putting of the Lord to the rest at night. And then when everything was settled, he took a little mahaprasad of some milk preparation which was remaining. He just honored that. That was Sripad Madhavendra Puripad. So then, of course, neighboring villages, the rich people from Mathura came. Some of them said, okay, I sponsor the whole kitchen. I will provide utensils. I'll make the boundary wall. Somebody said, I'll make the temple. And Prabhupada explains in the purport, this is how the temple should be made. When the deities come, different people, those who have whatever talents they have, they should come and dovetail and engage in Krishna service. That's how we can engage everyone, the whole world, in serving Krishna. Whatever they had, they would come and offer. Somebody said, okay. Then all the villagers said, okay, one cow from our side to Gopal. Krishna loves cow, so one cow I give from my side. So all the Brajavasis gave one cow, and this way Gopal had a big goshala also with hundreds and thousands of cows. In this way, this beautiful festival happened. And then, of course, two brahmanas from Bengal came, sannyasis. Madhavendra Puripad engaged them in the service of Sri Gopal. And then, like this, 2 years passed. And Madhavendra Puripad was taking a little rest. And another dream came. And Gopal appeared again in the dream. He said to Gopal that I am very glad to receive your service for these 2 years. Such wonderful service you have organized, wonderful festival you did, but my body is still hot. So then, what do you need more? He said, I need sandalwood from Jagannath Puri or from the Malaya Kshetra. You bring that place is famous for chandan, you bring that chandan and apply that chandan to my body, then my body will become cooled. It's the hot summer. So Madhavendra Puripad, as soon as he got up, he immediately decides, let me just go to the online and book a railway ticket for Jagannath Puri and do a Tatkal ticket. No, not that was not there. So he just got up, realized what he has to do is How do we go? Walk from Govardhan, from Vrindavan, Mathura to Jagannath Puri. How much time it takes by train? Almost 24 hours by train. So we can imagine what was the task at hand he had. He could have sent his people. Chalo Prabhuji, aap chale jaiye, hum yahan par hain. Bhagwan ki seva dekh rahe hain, aap do logon ko bhej diya. Aap dono jaiye, zara Jagannath Puri se chandan lekar aaje. No, he was himself going ready to go. The Lord has told me to go and get chandan for me. Okay, ready. He made all the arrangements for the service. Seva schedule for 2 years was made. Ye seva aapki hai, ye seva aapki. And ready, everything is set. Now he goes, not that you have to change every month. 2 years schedule is ready. And then he goes set, ready to walk all the way to Jagannath Puri to get chandan. Of course, not easy that time even to walk in the hot, cold, different seasons. Because it would take months to go. If the train take 24 hours, I'm sure it will be months. How much time? Definitely some months to reach there. And many of the provinces on the way were ruled by the Muslim kings. And for Muslim kings, kingdom to walk, for a sadhu to go in, it's difficult. But for the pleasure of the Lord, anything is all right. That was the mood of the great devotees. That for himself, he would not even ask for a milk also, anyone. That was Madhavendir Puripad. For the Lord, he was ready to go and get chandan, which is very opulent, which is very like a, considered as a very opulent item, chandan. It's very expensive. Chandan ki taskari bhi hoti hai, tha na, Virappan ji, chandan taskari karte the, the famous. But chandan is very precious and very like a rare thing. But here he was, for himself, not even buttermilk he would ask anyone. Chhach bhi nahi mangte the, ya doodh bhi nahi mangte the. Aur Bhagwan ke liye chandan mangne ke liye ja rahe hain. Aisa nahi ki paisa tha bahut sara ki leke ja rahe hain, chandan khareed ke lekar aayenge. No, he's just ready to walk. He didn't have a, it's not that he had like a huge sum of money or some few gold coins he took with him, and then he just went. Lord's desire, he wants me to go and get chandan. Okay, ready. That's the mood of the devotee. Krishna wants, needed for Krishna's service, let me do the best. And then he comes in, walks, 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 all the way he's walking by himself. And he comes in to one place near Jagannath Puri, which is called city of Remuna. How many of you have been to Remuna near Jagannath Puri? Very nice, simple place. There is a beautiful temple of Gopinath. There is a beautiful temple of Gopinath was there, and Madhavendra Puripad comes there, offers his pranams and does beautiful kirtan there, and the pujaris are also impressed, offer their garland. And then in the evening he saw such beautiful worship is happening, such wonderful deities are being taken care of so nicely, and Madhavendra Puripad is thinking, maybe I should ask how they worship Gopinath so nicely here, and so that I can implement those systems in our temple in when I go back to Govardhan Gopal. So that system of using the learning the best practices from different temples, like now we have in ISKCON also, best practices from different temples are put in a website so that every temple can take and learn from those things. Here also Madhavendra Puripati, I learned this from here. That is the mood of the devotee. Wherever he sees how can I serve Krishna. Whenever we go to the pujari or he goes to the market, he sees, oh, this is a nice flower, I can take it for Gopinath. Oh, nice garland is being there, or nice juice is there, or whatever is there. That is the consciousness we have to develop. We see something, we can see how we can use it for Gopinath, for the service of the Lord. That was the mood of Madhavendra Puripad. He was thinking, let me learn something from here. What best are they offering? So he, in the evening time, he approached the pujari. Please tell me, how do you do such wonderful services? So he described, this is how we do the puja, this is how we do the worship, and this is our standards, and this is what we offer in the bhoga. And there is one special kheer which we offer, which is not offered anywhere in the world. Very, very special kheer. Those who go should definitely taste that kheer. This kheer is there, which is never offered anywhere in this planet. No temple this kheer is being made. Many devotees have tried making that kheer different places, but not having to be able to make that special kheer. That is really special. From Kheer Chor, that is Gopinath, that is now it's called. So then that is the time. So Madhavendra Puripad was thinking, maybe if I get the recipe or if I can get to taste this kheer, I will go back and make it for Gopal when I go back after I take the chandan, go back to Govardhan. I will definitely offer it to Gopal, the best thing what was there we should offer. So like that he was thinking. The same time the offering was being made for Gopinath. Then he realized, oh my God, what a mistake I did. This is about to be offered and I thought about honoring this. How can I do that? He felt really bad. Of course, it was not his fault. He was thinking to honor it so that he can make it for Gopal back in Govardhan. But he did that. But then he realized, oh my God, what a mistake I did. I should have not done it. I should not do it. And then he goes back. He just leaves that place. In his mind, he was thinking, if somehow they give me, but then he said, it's not the right thought. It's the evening, night time, he goes to the marketplace and very quiet that time and started to chant. Not like the Bombay markets which are open till 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock in the night also. He goes the evening and he goes to the market and he's chanting his bhajan there, very quiet place. He's absorbed in the chanting bhajan. But the Lord fulfills all the desires of his great devotees. So Gopinathji was thinking, my great devotee Madhavendra Puri want to offer this kheer to Gopal, so I will make the arrangements. Yoga Shema Vahamyaham. So then the Lord appears after the pujari offers whatever kheer was offered. He distributes all, closes the altar, takes rest. Pujari has gone home to take rest. And the Lord Gopinath appears in the dream of the pujari. My dear pujari, get up. And the pujari is shocked. Maybe first time the Gopinath appeared in the dream. And then he says, the Lord says, my dear pujari, please go and offer that kheer prasad to Madhavendra Puri, my great devotee who had come. And then the pujari is thinking, hey, I have distributed all the kheer, whatever, no kheer is there, what should I do? He said, no, the Lord tells, actually by my trick I had hidden one pot of kheer, for Madhavendra Puri behind the curtain. So the pujari must have not counted. Abhi 12 aaya, 11 nikal gaya, theek hai, ho jata hai, Mahaprasad baant diya. So he didn't realize. And then he goes back, takes his bath quickly, goes and sees. Sach mein wo kheer rakha hai. That kheer is still there. Hey, that same place where Gopinath revealed that kheer is there. Takes that kheer, immediately wipes the place, closes the altar, and he's also excited. The Lord has stolen for his devotee. That is Krishna. He's ready to be called as thief, chor, kheer chor, Gopina. That's then because of this pastime he became to be known as kheer chor Gopina. Then he is excited, the Brahmana is excited to see who is that Madhavendra Puri who is the Lord is stealing for such a personality. What a personality this is. He says, he takes this kheer, kheer lo ei, jarana Madhav Puri. Please come, take the kheer. Tomalagi Gopinath, kheer koila chori. Tumhare liye Gopinath ne kheer churaya, aa jao. Very special person, nahi? Kabhi Bhagwan ne kheer churaya aapke liye. Chura ke Mahaprasad bhakt log kai baar khate hain, ye alag hai. But this is Gopinath himself stealing for you. Sometimes the pujari and those who do backup and those who do other services, they steal Mahaprasad. That is different. This is the Lord himself, not that he stole it from the pujari or from the backup room or the lock or opened the lock. But this is different. This is to glorify the devotee. The Lord does these sinful leelas. The whole pastime unfolds here of Chandan Yatra at this stage. That is Krishna's stealing. This is also purifying. Just talking about Krishna stealing is purifying. It's purifying. Whatever God does is all good. You cannot blame God. Ki Bhagwan ne chori kiya. Nahin. Bhagwan ka chori bhi jo hai, koi usme anaitikta nahi hai. That is the greatest sublime jo hai, Lord's mercy on his devotees. So Madhavendra Puri, who was chanting quietly in one corner, he comes in. When he hears Gopinath has stolen, he offers his obeisances. The Brahman offers his obeisances, gives the pot, offers his pranams, and go back. And Madhavendra Puri Pad is remembering his prema wisht, is like that Gopinath stole kheer for me, and he's just thinking, what should I do? He just with great reverence and prayer and that honored that kheer, washed that pot and broke that pot into different pieces, and he's in his chadar, he just in the corner he tied those pieces of pot, and he would take that dirt from that pot every day. That was his love, he obviously. And then Madhavendra Puripad realizes, now is the time to run from here. Now, why should he run from here? Because everyone will come to know that this, for him, Gopinath has stolen kheer, and I'll become famous and people will come and worship the devotee. He wants to run away from that pratishta. He wants to glorify the Lord, and the Lord wants to glorify the devotee. So that is the competition, Huahuri, Prabhupada once explained. There's a transcendental competition. The Lord wants to glorify the devotee wants to glorify the Lord. So Madhavendra Puripad decides, let me just run away from here. Because otherwise people would come, otherwise we would be thinking, Are Gopinath ne mere liye kheer churaya, sabko bata denge, WhatsApp mein ek group mein dalenge, to sab groups mein phail jayega. Gopinath stole for me, or the Pujari stole for me, or Prabhuji ne kripa di, mujhe badi, to ek group mein jata hai, phir wo sab group mein phail jata hai. To aisa nahi kiya unhone, WhatsApp pe nahi chhod diya Madhavendra Puripad, nikal gaye wahan se, turant. He left. But Kaviraj Goswami explains the pratishtha, the nature of prestige. Pratishtharasvabhavai jagat vidhita jena vanchetar hoye vidhata nirmita. That there is the nature of prestige. Somebody who does not want pratishtha comes running to him. Jena vanchetar hoye vidhata nirmit. If Krishna wants to glorify someone, however the devotee wants to run away, it will come. So he immediately goes, leaves that place right there, goes to Jagannath Puri, reaches there, and there he realizes people already know. The news had already spread from one mouth to another mouth to another mouth. The network was much more faster than now. And then without the Jio, the network was everywhere spread. And then Madhavendra Puripad realizes, now this prestige can be used in Krishna's service, because now if I tell that the Lord appeared and I should get chandan, and then he explains to all the pandas, those who were there, if you taste darshan of Jagannath, and then he tells the pandas that I need this chandan. So then the pandas, they knew, is an exalted personality, that the Lord stole kheer for him, and the Lord is known by him by this pastime as kheer chor Gopinath. So then they arranged the huge quantity of chandan for Gopal. And they arranged all those toll clearances and give some Lakshmi for the toll taxes, and arrange a Brahmana and a servant to carry that log of chandan and camphor back to kahan jana hai sabko wapis leke Vrindavan, Gopal, for the temple of Gopal in Govardhan. So then he goes and he's walking back, comes to Remuna back here, offers his pranam in the night, did kirtan there, and then is taking a little rest here again. We will fast forward the whole story. And he takes rest there, and the Lord again appears in the dream. The Gopal appears, that my dear Madhavendra Puripad, I am non-different. The Gopinath is non-different from Gopal. My form here, Gopinath, is non-different from Gopal. Since you have brought the chandan, keep the chandan here and apply to Gopinath every day, and I will receive the cooling effect there in Vrindavan. So that was the Lord. And then he revealed this to the Pujaris, and the Pujaris were so happy. Wow, our Lord will get. And then he engaged those Brahmanas in grinding chandan, and he stayed there for a couple months there. And then the whole body of Gopinath was applied. So this is how beautiful pastime happens, where the Lord wants to actually glorify the Madhavendra Puripad wanted to glorify Lord, bring the service of the Lord to the whole world, and the Lord wanted to, through this pastime of Chandan Yatra, glorify Madhavendra Puri, his devotion, that Nija Dukha Vigna Adhi Na Kare Prachar, Pragada Premera Ei Sobhav, Nija Dukha Vigna Adhi Na Kare Vichar. This is the nature of Pragada Prem, great love. When you love someone, you are ready to do anything for that person, the object of love. That was Madhavendra Puripad's love for the Supreme Lord, Sri Gopal. That for himself, he would not even beg food. Even a sukhi roti, he will not beg. And for the Lord, hundreds of miles he was willing to walk in the hot sun, collect the chandan and walk back through different provinces carrying that chandan for Sri Gopal. So not caring even once for himself. That was Sripad Madhavendra Puripad's devotion for offering this chandan yatra. So we see here also in this beautiful pastime of chandan yatra, when we serve the Lord, we experience that coolness, as we were talking in the beginning, that heat is increasing. And then when we apply the chandan to the Lord, we will experience that coolness. Like Prabhupada would give that example, when you decorate yourself, the image is automatically decorated. Mirror me. You don't have to separately put the kumkum or tilak to the your image also. Similarly, when you serve Krishna, when you serve Radha Gopinath, when you serve Gopal, when you apply chandan to your body, when we do service to the Lord, then automatically all the living entities are satisfied. All living beings are served as the image is served or decorated just by decorating the actual object. So like that, this beautiful pastime happens here. And now we'll just conclude with the story of Srinivas Kalyanam very beautifully. Radha Gopinath Prabhu shared this morning, but since most of us were not there, we will repeat that story from Srinivas Kalyanam, this beautiful pastime. Very quickly we will summarize this beautiful darshan. After the talk, devotees can come close and take darshan of all the details of the vivaha, which are there here, made beautifully by the devotees, the Srinivas Kalyanam. So one time, it's beginning with all the devotees, Mahatma, Sadhu, sitting and discussing, whom should we worship, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, or Lord Vishnu? Good question. Kiske paas jaye to bole test kara jayega. Transcendental test, everyone wanted to glorify Lord Vishnu. So they devised a test, sent Bhrigu Muni, he goes to Brahmaji. Brahmaji is absorbed in his meditation. He does offense. Bhrigu Muni does not pay off dandavats to him, did not respond to his calling, and offends him mentally. Brahmaji gets a little upset. Bhrigu Muni walks. He comes to Lord Shiva, who is with his Parvati Devi. He is sitting, absorbed in his samadhi. Lord Shiva gets up to embrace Bhrigu Muni. Bhrigu Muni chastises him. They think, hey, what is this? You are having all these snakes and everything and ashes all over. What is this dress you are wearing? Not fit to be embraced by me. Brahmaji gets upset, angry. Lord Shiva gets angry. What is this? And then Bhrigu Muni goes. He comes to Lord Vishnu, who is on Anantashesh, relaxing with Lakshmiji massaging his lotus feet. Unannounced, he enters and straight away reaches Lord Vishnu and hits on the chest of Lord Vishnu. And Lord Vishnu's soft lotus, like soft chest, is hit hard. And then Bhrigu Muni is standing there and Lord catches his feet. I hope my hard chest did not hurt your lotus feet. And then Bhrigu Muni is embarrassed and the Lord Vishnu, he realizes that how Lord Vishnu is the supreme and is to be worshipped. Of course, Lakshmi Devi got angry that time. She realized, I have seen an offense here. A Brahmana committed an offense to my Lord. How can I stay here at this place where I could see this offense happening? So she immediately goes to perform tapasyas to Kolhapur in the form of Mahalakshmi. So she is there. And the Lord, who is Srinivas, she resides on the Lord's chest. He feels lonely. It's a beautiful pastime. He comes down and looking, searching, takes shelter of Venkatadri, who is none other than Anantashesh, performs tapasya there to reunite with Lakshmiji. And then there is, while he is doing tapasya, an anthill is formed on top of it and he is fasting, and Lord Shiva are thinking what to do. How should we serve our master who is fasting? So Brahmaji assumes the form of a cow, Lord Shiva assumes the form of a calf. They approached Lakshmiji and tell her that you become a cowherd lady and sell us, Brahmaji and Lord Shiva, cow and calf, and sell it to the Chola king. I'm residing there, and then offer this milk to Vas in that ant hill. So then Lakshmi Devi comes, dressed as a cow lady, sells that to the king, and the queen is going to receive such a beautiful cow and a calf, and they are going for grazing every day. And then the cowherd man who was going with the cows, he does some rest in the afternoon, and the cow and the calf goes, and the cow puts the milk on that anthill where Srinivas is there, the Lord Srinivas is there, he accepts that milk every day, producing from that milk. And when the cowherd men come, milk tries to milk, there is no milk, because all the milk has been given to Srinivas. And the queen becomes very angry, that where is the milk from that cow, very special cow which we got, where is that milk from that cow? And then he is confused, and he says, tomorrow if I do not get the milk from that special cow which was there, we will chastise you, or your job is at stake. Then he is very alert. The next day at his job, he goes, he sees, let me see what is happening. And he sees the cow going quietly to an anthill and pouring the entire milk on it. And then he becomes really angry. He wanted to hit the cow to teach a lesson. He takes like an axe and just throws the axe from where he was to the cow. But the Lord is called as Namo Brahmane Deva Go Brahmana Hitayacha. Krishna is Guru Brahmane. He cannot tolerate any injustice done to the cows. So he appears from the anthill, and that axe hits the Lord on his forehead, right in the middle of the forehead, and starts to bleed. And when the cowherd milkman, he saw the Lord appearing and getting the hit, means right there. And when the king and the queen, they come to know, they come there. They beg forgiveness from Srinivas, Lord Srinivas there. And then, of course, the Lord is passing. Long story, we will quickly come to the Kalyanam pastime. And then the Lord is looking, how do I stop this bleeding? And then he comes to the Varaha Kshetra, where Lord's mother, Yashoda Mai, she was staying as Bakula Devi. Yashoda Mai had that desire. I'd seen all this Krishna's childhood leela, but I could never see the Krishna's marriage. Krishna has seen 1108 queens, but I was not part of any marriage. So let me at least witness one of the marriages of Krishna. So she was there as Bakula Devi. So when she sees Srinivas, and she puts that, takes like some camphor and musk and puts on Srinivas's forehead to stop from bleeding. And in that area, then that Varaha Kshetra, many elephants, tigers were there. And one time Srinivas, on a hunting expedition, this is the Lord's Leela, the pastime, to hunting a ferocious elephant who is running, and the Lord is running behind. And he reaches in a garden where Padmavati, is the queen, the princess, she along with her friends is come to pluck some flowers. So the Lord, the elephant immediately disappears from there, and the Lord sees Padmavati. And then the Lord sees Padmavati again, and their eyes met, and the whatever happens, first love, love at first sight. This is the Lord's eternal consort. So there's the real love is there. And then Srinivas, of course, he proposes that I am Srinivas and I would like to marry Padmavati. And although, of course, the girls, they were saying, hey, you are a hunter and ours is a queen, how can you marry her? And they throw stone and drive away. Srinivas goes back home sad, and then he's thinking. And of course Srinivas goes to the mother, and mother asks, why are you not eating, why are you so sad? And then he explained, this is what happened, I want to get married, but somehow this is what happened. And then she said, okay, I will take the proposal. On the other side, Padmavati also stopped eating. She's thinking always about that beautiful form of Srinivas. And she also stops eating. She also gets sick. The queen calls for all the various, the Ayurvedas, the homeopaths, the naturopaths, the allopaths, and all the doctors, those who were there in the kingdom, were brought, and they were not able to diagnose. Why is she not eating? Why is no getting cured? At the same time, Srinivas, mother has said, I will go and make the proposal, but Srinivas wanted, he was very eager, it should happen soon. So he comes as a gypsy woman dressed, and tells that I can cure all the diseases. I have a solution and an astrologer also. So he comes and then all the ladies of the kingdom, they invite, hey, this is there. She's not getting cure, our queen's daughter. So you please come. Then he comes. He says, okay, let me see the palm. Of course, Padmavati realizes who that is. And then he says, serious disease, Prem Rog, what should we do? Then this is said that she, while hunting, she saw one boy, Srinivas, you should get her married to him. Then she would be all right. When the living entity is united with the Lord, then all the diseases, the Bhava Rog, is satisfied. That's for all of us. When we get united with the Supreme Lord in service through His holy names, then we can experience. Till then, we have to keep trying allopathy, Ayurveda, and kadas and different treatments. And we need that to keep this body going. But ultimate solution will come, ultimate peace, ultimate happiness we will experience when we take complete shelter, when we get united with the Supreme Lord. There we don't need the Ayurvedas and the allopaths and naturopaths and whatever different pathies are there. We offer our pranams to them. Then you don't need it. So at the same time, then he goes there, and then Bakula Devi also comes with the proposal, and then the queen immediately says, yes, yes, we were looking for you and we were very happy with the whole proposal. And it's described actually who Padmavati was. Padmavati was in her past life the daughter of Kushadvaj Vedavati. She had desire to worship Lord, desire to marry Lord Vishnu. So she did tapasya in Himalayas, very, very beautiful. And many, many people would come for proposal with her. Many even demigods came proposing. But of course, her focus was only Vishnu. Ekeha Kuru Nandana. That is the only desire to worship Vishnu, to have Vishnu. Even Ravana came. He wanted to take away Vedavati, held her by the hairs. Vedavati, by her mystic power, created an axe, cut her hair, and cursed Ravana that I will become the cause of your death in next life. And Vedavati was the one who was the Maya Sita, which Ravana kidnapped and kept her for 10 months in her groves of Ashoka Vatika. And then Vedavati herself immolated herself, and then she was born as Padmavati. And then of course when Sita Devi comes to know that how Maya Sita spent 10 months being tortured by Ravana and all these kingdoms, then Sita Devi requests Lord Ram that you must marry her now, at least you should now marry her. But Lord Ram says, now I cannot marry because I have taken that ek patni vrata. So I cannot marry, but when I come next time as Srinivas, I will definitely marry her. So all those different things are satisfied in this one beautiful pastime. And then Srinivas tells that somebody should go and invite Lakshmiji for the marriage. So all the demigods, they were thinking, who will go and invite Lakshmiji for this marriage? And she'll get really upset that in front of me she's getting married. And the Lord persuades, no, you must go. It was her desire as Sita that I should marry actually Padmavati or Vedavati that time. And Sindhi goes, and then you tell her that Srinivas is very sick, he is calling you, not for the marriage, don't tell her the marriage, that I will explain. So some things the Lord has to reveal and explain, then makes sense. So then they go and invite Lakshmiji. Lakshmiji immediately comes and they see the whole town festival is happening, wonderful arrangements are being made. And then Srinivas explains to him, this is the reason, this is what my desire is. And Lakshmiji is so pleased that I will do all the arrangements, I'll personally be there in that marriage. And wonderful festival was organized, and Brahmaji was organizing. And then they realize not so much funds were there. Marriage, you need funds for organizing a marriage. And that time marriage, Radha Gopinath was explaining beautifully, and that they build a huge pandal for the marriage. You have a pandal like the August Kranti Maidan, or which is the biggest Maidan, or that Wankhede Stadium, somebody can have a marriage. And those on those big pandal make for, sometimes it is on this Marine Drive, you see these big pandals made, set up for marriages, huge expenditure. But this was the Lord's marriage, and a huge, huge pandal which was made, which starting from Tirupati to Ahobalam, which is like how many kilometers apart? At least 100? More than that? More than 100 kilometers, big pandal. And a big feast was organized. He was explaining how that, what the feast which Indra have on his birthday party. Like we have our birthday parties, little Indras, we think ourselves the owners of this and proprietors of this and the rulers of our own homes, the Indras of our own areas. We have a birthday party, we organize whatever best we can offer. And when the Indra of this world, when he offers a feast, it must be grand. अपने स्टेटस के हिसाब से लाइक 56 भोग कोई 166 और एटलीस्ट इन मैरिजेस पीपल वांट टू गिव द बिगेस्ट फीस्ट आई डोंट नो अबाउट साउथ इंडिया लाइक बट इन नॉर्थ इंडिया वी हैव लाइक पीपल वांट टू जस्ट शो ऑफ देयर वेल्थ इवन द पुअर पीपल विल हैव लाइक अ फीस्ट ऑफ विद 100 मिनिमम 100 आइटम्स दे विल हैव सो व्हेन हियर दिस इज लॉर्ड्स मैरिज एंड द पार्टी इज बीइंग ऑफर्ड सो ह्यूज ह्यूज फीस्ट वाज ऑर्गेनाइज्ड एंड देयर वाज नो फंड सो देन दे गो टू कुबेर जी and begs for some funds that, and Kuberji says, of course, this is your, it's whatever you have, my dear Lord, whatever I have is all yours only. Everything is Sabhumi Gopalki. So everything is Krishna's only. Whatever we have is whose? Whatever we have is belongs to Krishna. Thoda jor se, ye dar lag raha hai. Whatever we have is Krishna's. Jor se, whatever we have is Krishna's. Nahi, darna nahi hai isme. Sab kuch hai hi unka. मतलब अगर बोलेंगे भी तो जो भी है मतलब ऐसा नहीं कि चेंज हो जाएगा बैंक अकाउंट में गए मंदिर में भगवान के सामने बोल दिया नाम बदल गया कुछ आजकल तो ई फ्रॉड्स बहुत सारे होते हैं दे गेट सम हाउ गेट दिस एंड दे चेंज द नेम्स एंड डू ऑल दोस थिंग्स इट्स नथिंग इज हैपनिंग हियर इट्स ऑल कृष्णास वी आर जस्ट द प्रोप्राइटर्स वी हैव बीन इंटरेस्टेड भगवान की कृपा से मिला है और भगवान की इच्छा से जा भी सकता है तो जब तक हमारे पास है उसे हमें भगवान की सेवा में लगाना है जब तक है हमारे पास जब तक हमारा है तब तक हम भगवान की सेवा में लगाएं उन्होंने ही दिया है वो कभी ले भी सकते हैं तो जब तक है जितना हो सकता है हमें भगवान की सेवा में लगाना है वट एवर वी हैव बीन गिवन वट एवर इज पॉसिबल विद इन अवर कैपेसिटी वेदर इट इज टैलेंट वेदर इट इज इंटेलिजेंस वेदर इट इज मनी वेदर इट इज स्ट्रेंथ वेदर इट इज नॉलेज वट एवर वी हैव we should try, all of us have to try to offer to Krishna. In the marriage party we have come. So there is, so everyone offered different gifts and the huge pandal, and then the Lord promises Kuber that if not me, then all my devotees would come. And Balaji, when they come to take darshan of me, they would fulfill the debt which I have in with interest. And we see still so many people going to Balaji and paying off the debt to Kuberji and hundreds of being offered to like Kuberji, the loan is being repaid by the devotees of the Lord. So the Lord's debt is being repaid by the devotees. That is the service of the devotees, to serve the Lord, to assist the Lord, to please the Lord in whatever capacities we have. So since we all have come to this marriage party of Srinivas and Padmavati, we should offer our commitments as we marriage mein aate hain to we take some gifts hai na those who have experience have gone kuch to dena padta hai kabhi envelope mein chupa ke dete hain ya kabhi dena padta hai we have to give some gift as an offering some cards some bouquets some jewelry something but here we have come to the lords and everything is lord sab kuch kiska hai gopal ka krishna ka hai whatever we have is our commitment our desire to serve so today we have come to the lords party so we should offer our increased commitment to the service of the Lord, that I am chanting two rounds, I will chant three, I am chanting three from today's Lord's marriage, this is my birthday gift, I was spending 15 minutes for you, I will spend from tomorrow or today 20 minutes or whatever. So we have to show our increased commitment to the Lord on His birthday party, that is our marriage party, that is our gift which all of us have to offer today. We can share with the Lord, we don't have to reveal, that whatever commitments we can, we will increase our commitment with whatever a bit capacity possible. That I used to give Krishna 5 hours in a day, tomorrow onwards 5 hours and 1 minute, or whatever, 5 hours, 2 minutes, 5.5 hours, 6 hours, or whatever. I was worshipping you or giving this much, I will do this more, I will chant more, I will more attentively I will chant, I would come more often to temple, or whatever different ways Krishna inspires, Srinivas inspires, we should offer that marriage gift to the Supreme Lord. Jaya Srinivas Kalyana Mahotsav Ki, Sri Radha Gopinath Dev.